Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Tell me what's going on, what the fuck is up? Been on one hell of a run since the team clicked up. JC, no hundreds, Busby, and I am our team McFly, giving views from the lenses of our eyes. Ain't crossed no lines, never hopped no fence. Years on the grind, knowledge immense. Just speaking our minds about a world so dense. Now it's time to realign with some illogical sense.
What's up, everybody? This is episode 328 of the most consistent podcast in the area.
Give me a hell yeah.
Logical sense. This is me, Busby.
Big Busby problems. Big Busby problems.
And JC Nuttheads. You can't see him.
No.
You can't see me.
Can't be here today, but he's in here in spirit. He's not sick. He's here in spirit.
Yeah. Whatever that means.
Whatever that means.
I don't even know what that means. What does that mean?
He feels it in the force.
Ah, yes.
And McFly.
You know.
McFly.
No.
No more dings.
No more dings, man. We got
bombs. And tell the truth, we just.
Yee. What's happening?
Shit, chilling, getting over, kind of a sickness.
Oh, hell.
Kind of.
For real?
No, because I just had a sore throat. That's it. I'm not going to cough on y'all niggas.
You better not. Shit.
Why would I do that?
I will fight you.
You want to always fight me, people. Every time we talk, it's like an ongoing joke. Every time I say something, this nigga wants to fight me. I will fight you.
Every time. Never fails.
I will fight you.
I will, too.
I guess,
don't think,
man.
I won't.
Other than that, I've just been chilling. Like, it's just an annoying-ass cough.
Mm.
It's not COVID. I tested it.
All right, cool.
It's negative. It's just this bullshit. We're like a week away from Thanksgiving. How the fuck you doing?
Man, I am tired.
I think we all are.
I think I've been saying this a lot recently. Motherfucker, you start coughing one more time, I swear to God.
I'm
coughing. We will
myself.
Cut this motherfucker off.
I got a mask.
Mask off. Fuck it, mask off.
Fucking mask off.
Nah, I think I've been saying it a lot that I've just been fucking tired and shit, bro. But like, literally, I'm not even playing with you. I just checked my hours because I didn't know how much hours exactly I worked before we got over here. Bro, I clocked in 56 goddamn hours this week.
Oh, that's ka-ching. You don't got no ka-ching.
I know, I don't, but man.
That's ching-ching.
That's good enough.
I know, right?
We'll go with that and a little bit of this.
And a round of applause for yourself.
Yeah.
Pat yourself on the back for that. There you go.
But yeah, man, other than that, I mean, shit, I finally caught up with the Vince Staples shit.
Oh, and?
That shit good,
man. Mm-hmm.
That shit good. We'll get into that more so when JC's back.
Yeah, because you know he's going to break it down with all the layers shit.
We got some conversations.
We got some conversations.
Nah, for real. But yeah, I finished all that up. Let's see. Then I got attacked by the itis.
Yeah, that's what happens when you eat.
Man, these raviolis from La Villa, bro. I swear to God, shit good as fuck.
After
but
you
God
eat, it's gonna go night. It's like it's the preview for Thanksgiving in a
week
or
no,
two, man.
Yeah, no, real shit. Yeah. And then I got all my shit ready to make my mac and cheese. You know, that's what I do every Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, man, I'm chilling, bro. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Well, it has officially been 1 year.
Ooh, what button do we press?
The explosion.
Yeah.
Well, that's the Niners shit.
Okay.
We get to that later.
we'll go with that one. Yeah. Fuck it.
It's officially been 1 year since the release as we're recording. It's the 1 year anniversary of GNX, Kendrick Lamar's eighth album. Isn't his eighth album?
What? Damn, it's sixth album, bro.
Yeah, sixth album. I'm thinking of the Kendrick EP and any other ones. But yeah, and the Overly Dedicated. So technically, yeah, it's his eighth project.
I mean, if you want to go, yeah. To that, yeah, it's probably, yeah, his eighth.
But whatever.
It's his sixth album, though.
Sixth album. Yeah. His, probably his most successful album.
I wouldn't quite give it that. Just, I mean, if you're talking about accolades and shit, yeah. But like, you're talking about first week sales or whatever, oh, then that, that's
still goes to damn, yeah.
Yeah, that still goes to damn. Still but this one, damn. I mean, it's his second in terms of first week.
Yeah.
His second highest in terms of first
week. If he would have released it on that Friday, it probably would have did like 400K or some shit.
Oh, easy.
Yeah, but he released easy. It. He released it Friday morning. I'll never forget that day because this is the funny part. That morning, I woke up early. Still laying in bed, and I was like, I'm listening to J. Cole. I was listening to Friday Night Lights. And then I get and all of a sudden the group chat rings off, and JC texts us saying, wake up! And I was like, whoa, what is it? And I see the trailer for what we call, whatever the fuck it's called, Bodies.
Tiramisu, Deets, all that shit.
But we saw it, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm watching it. Yeah, the and, 1 minute
it was
clip.
Fire. It was fire. And I didn't know what it was, but it was fire.
And I was like, okay, this is a new single. That was my first thought. That was my instant first thought. I thought single.
Off a minute?
No, like the preview for a single. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay, like okay. Snippet. Like another snippet, basically.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I was like, oh, okay, whatever. So then I go on Twitter, and literally right when I go on, that's when Kendrick tweets out the link.
Mm.
And I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, oh, this is just a pre-sale. No! This is the album! I was like, this is the album! Uh-oh! Uh-oh! Yeah, send it to you guys, and the rest is history.
Shit, I don't remember who sent it, but okay, well, maybe you did, maybe you didn't. I don't remember. Anyways, but what I do remember is, y'all was talking about this shit, and I'm in the middle of a fucking delivery, like, oh, I need to get to this van.
Can you drop? Can like, you drop?
Fuck, there's some bullshit. So when I finally get to the van, I press play on this shit. And my dumb ass, because I was waiting for the snippet, the original snippet.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I was waiting for that song, right?
Yeah, it was fucking, called GNX.
No, not GNX. Fucking,
Squabble Up.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. Goddamn. I was thinking Reincarnated because that's what he said. But then that's what threw me off, right? Because I went to the song called Reincarnated and press play. And I was like, wait, no, stop. No.
That's what you get. Just go from the beginning.
So, went back to the first track. And I was like, okay, so we got a Mexican.
That was funny.
That was literally my first response, dude. I was like,
okay, we got a Mexican.
Cool. Right. I was like, all right.
That's funny.
Yeah, because I didn't know. Because, dude, you know how these albums are with Kendrick. It's like there's always a theme to it. There's always like something like reoccurring. Yeah. There's always, you know, there's a lot of shit to it. So I'm like, I'm just breaking it down piece by piece. Literally, I heard the lady singing. I'm like, oh, she's Mexican. Singing in Spanish. She's Mexican.
Oh, we got a Mexican. Yeah. All right. That's cool. New.
All right. So this is where we're headed. All right. Kept going. I was like, oh, shit.
He's talking his shit.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, wait. Did I put on the fucking edited version?
Womp womp. That's a womp womp right there for you. Come on, press it.
I don't want to.
You got to.
I got. No, but see, here's the thing, though. I didn't put on the. Yes, exactly. See, I thought I put on the edited version, so I cut it off again, started looking through the thing. This is all while I'm waiting in the middle of a goddamn delivery still. I went to the van.
Yeah.
In the middle of the delivery, I was like, yeah, I'm going to step outside real quick. And then fucking, so yeah, I'm going through this shit, and I'm like, nah, that was the right one.
It says explicit.
Yeah. I was like, that's the right one. This is stupid. Why did he do that shit?
And you got to listen to the lyrics, and then you realize, oh, he censored himself.
Yeah. Then I was like, oh, shit. Okay, we'll continue. So I let it go again. And then I was like, all right, this is dope, man. He's talking his shit.
And then track two happens.
And I'm vibing. I'm like yes! Finally, here we go. It was one of these.
It's happening.
Mentally.
Like, it's happening.
Not for real.
he was smart as hell putting that track too, because he knew everybody wanted that track.
Yeah.
So he was like, yeah, make a track too.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he had the snippet on the Not Like Us video.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking the radios were, or the radio people stations were fucking, yeah, like putting DJs little edits together and shit.
So it's like, so, fuck it. Might as
track two.
And then track three happens with Luther.
And I'm like, oh shit, this is about to fucking take off. I knew it, bro. You could tell, man.
You knew what was going.
Yeah,
you
like,
knew the direction.
After the strings happen and then it goes, if this were, I was like, oh, dog, you fucking got, you're out of here with this shit.
Yup. Especially when the hook comes in and shit like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
You know, then we get to Man in the Garden. That was a track I kept replaying over and over and over again when I first heard it.
Yeah.
I didn't get to the rest of the album until like an hour later because I kept playing
Sometimes it's like that, bro. Like, I mean, for example,
feeling it. Yeah.
Like when, what you call it? I know this is like years ago, whatever, right?
But a
like
year.
No. I'm talking about the one I'm about to mention. When Ghetto Report Card came out, I got to track two, the Muscle Cars. Dog, I kept playing Muscle Cars over and over. I knew Tell Me When To Go was next, but Muscle Cars was the one for me. But yeah, go ahead.
And then after that, we was going down the track list for the first time in a year. Then we get to Hey Now, and I was like, oh, okay. Then, and you remember at first, they didn't put the features there.
Yeah.
So we didn't know who the fuck that was rapping with them.
Seriously.
We were like, oh, okay. And then we heard the Mexican again, reincarnated. And then he starts rapping like Tupac.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you rapping like Pac now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then I remember that's when I get up because I had to make my bed. And that's when the first half of TV Off comes on. And I remember I was making my bed and I was just kind of do my own little sea walking shit. I'm like, Then you heard Mustard. And I was like, oh, okay.
Time out. Right there.
What?
So when that shit went off, because you guys were listening to it in real time.
Yeah.
Right? What you call it? You guys kept like putting that shit into the chat, like mustard. Mm-hmm. I was like, what's going on right now? Like, what is this?
Yeah.
Cause once again, I went back into the delivery, right? So then I come back out, done with it. That's it. Now I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna drive around until this fucking album is over.
Yeah.
Cause it wasn't too much. Like, how long is it? An hour?
It's 44 like minutes.
That. Yeah, see, so it wasn't even that long.
Mm-mm.
I had time.
Mm-hmm.
Take my little break. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whatever. But what you call it? I got to that song. And then when I heard it, I was like, you motherfuckers ruined it. You motherfucker!
You done that yourself, man. You should have listened to it in real time with us. Or you should have Hey, man, should have put us on mute. You could have did something. You don't have to look at the fucking group chat.
It is on mute.
Oh well.
But I got a habit of just being on my phone, and then especially because I knew what was going on already.
Yeah,
it was like, damn it.
I just remember seeing. I remember seeing the Heart Part 6 when I was like when I looked at the track list, and I remember going. He took it back. I remember I had a laugh. And I was anticipating. I'm like, what is this going to be? And then I heard the SWV sample, and I was just like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, he really took it back. He made it its own single and shit. Then I was really excited. I'm like, okay, GNX. I'm thinking this is the trailer.
Yeah.
Nope.
No?
No. Womp womp.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Hit the womp womp.
Nope. Nope.
Hit the womp womp. Yep.
He said hit the womp womp.
What I want, I was like, this ain't the trailer. What is this? Oh, who are these niggas? I mean, you got the little homies.
So when I heard that shit, at first, like, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Like, I like a lot of weird ass beats and shit like that, right? That shit threw me for a fucking loop. I was like, I did not expect to hear this on a Kendrick album.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, I was like, I don't know these guys.
Mm-hmm.
But the first two were rapping dope as shit.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't mind. You know what I mean? Like, I know Kendrick came in first, did his, you know,
did
the hook,
little hook.
Whatever. Yeah. And then, what you call it? You hear Peso come in. I'm like, ooh, okay. I didn't know it was Peso until he said, tell him Peso did. Then I was like, okay, his name's Peso.
Yeah, obviously. Like, and then Hitter J3 came in.
Yeah, he was lying, bro.
Mm-hmm.
He was sliding on that shit. And then we get to goddamn...
your boy, Young Threat.
Young Threat.
And you're just like, I guess.
Yeah, no, when I heard it, I was like, Yeah, you didn't need to be there, bro. But hey, man,
you were in the studio.
You were there. You got it done. You were, you know what I mean?
I was like Lefty Gunplay. I was like Lefty Gunplay on TV off. He was at the right place at the right time.
See, that one, as much as I don't like the guy,
I know
for multiple reasons, right? Uh-huh. As much as I don't like the guy, he that's that little chorus thing. Well, yeah, he'd been doing that.
The
like,
crazy, stupid, yeah, hilarious?
I had heard it on another song before.
Oh, wow. So Kendrick probably heard that and told me just to say
like,
that.
Do that.
Just do that little part.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. So I understood why he was there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then
I enjoy it? Not so much, but
did you realize it was him on the first listen?
Yeah, I knew.
What was your reaction?
I was like, he put this motherfucker on here? Like, for real, that was dead ass my first response. I was like, he put this motherfucker on here? Bro, I could have been on this fucking album at this point. Shit. The fuck?
What was the studio he was at?
For real. Like, I will go hang out at that bitch for real. I ain't even playing with you. What?
That's hella funny. Oh, you put this motherfucker on
here. I'm so serious. That was my initial response to that shit, dog. Because, like, I'm like, I know who he is. I know what he's about. I know his story.
I will say this. Not all out of here, it, but people,
I know a little bit of his story.
Out here in Northern California, when you play TV off, that shit goes off right after The Last Mustard. Yeah. It does not play his part out here for reasons.
Yeah. Real reasons.
Real reasons. If Kendrick couldn't do that, let's put it this way. I've been in functions where they play TV off and niggas looked at the DJ and did this. Not because of Kendrick, but because of, oh boy.
Lefty.
Yeah. And yeah. I was like, I remember my boy looked at me like, damn, not even Kendrick can fucking mend this shit. God damn.
Nah, well, because, I mean,
well, we know this.
We ain't going to get too deep into it, dog, but when you fucking disrespect people the way that you disrespect people, especially the people that, like, for example, I'm wearing his clothing, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a flag. Flag on the play, bro.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Anyway, there's that track, and then we get the Gloria with SZA on there again. And I remember, I was like, this is how he ends it, and he ends it right here, and it left me craving more. So then I just ran that bitch back.
Yeah.
And he dropped this shit the week before Thanksgiving, right before the holidays. And it became the default album of the year.
And? Round of applause, man. This shit is a fucking masterpiece. I don't care what nobody says. That's just my opinion.
It really is. And people are kind of angry. Now people just don't want him to...
So here we are a year later.
What happened in 1 year? What did Kendrick accomplish in 1 year after this album dropped?
Let's see.
He performed at the Super Bowl. No, fuck that. He got 5 Grammys off a track that's not even on this damn album.
Yeah.
Not like us. He performed at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He dropped the Luther video.
Mm-hmm.
He went on a...
I should have been doing this. Hold up. Wait.
He went on a worldwide stadium tour. He got 2 number one hit singles. The highest selling rap album of the year. Highest grossing tour of the year. Just winning, 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 winning. And hip hop is in disarray. If you're going to talk about the other side, about what the other guy done did.
wait, I got one for that. You ready?
Yeah. Every single one. Nigga filed a lawsuit to sue his label for Not Like Us. Nigga started to do fucking streams with Aiden Ross and all them other right-wing streamers. He was sending subliminals on social media and all this other stuff. His more reference tracks kept leaking out. What else kept happening that whole year? He dropped some sexy songs for you. That did go number. That went number one on the charts. Yeah. I know, right? But it didn't go number eight. But Nokia came out of it, which is true. It did. Give Me a Hug came out of it, which it did. But Nokia is the only one that broke off. He canceled a Australian tour. That happened in February. That happened this year. And went on another tour because he had to pay for that tour. The fucking Some Sexy Songs tour, whatever the fuck that shit was called. He had to finish that off. He announced the Iceman album.
Did he? Yeah. Because he still technically hasn't announced the album.
No, but he's basically announced
he's doing the rollout for
the rollout for
it. But it hasn't technically been announced yet.
Yeah, basically.
You know what I'm saying?
And he did he has dropped single after single after single, and none of it's hitting. That's what it is. Ever since Kendrick has been winning, he has been losing. Which is kind of just wild to see in real time.
And it makes me smile.
You've been praying for days like this.
Oh, yes, I have. Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day for your ass, man. Like I said, we talked about this album. Like, where do you rank GNX in his catalog, in Kendrick's catalog?
Personally?
Mm-hmm.
It's number one.
Okay, I'm not going to argue with that.
Yeah, it's number one. And there's a few reasons for it. It goes along with what DJ said about it. Basically, he was saying that Kendrick made it.
DJ Head, you mean?
No, that Kendrick made the album so that people would respect what you call the West Coast, right? Mm-hmm. And it literally, whether it did that or not, I don't give a fuck. He put Bay Area sounds to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
He repped the Bay Area at every tour stop.
He sure did.
Like, he had Tell Me When to Go, the video playing while he was doing the Squabble Up live.
He had the Mac Dre air freshener, big-ass air freshener.
Yeah.
And he brought that shit around the world with him, too. Yeah. He had the whole world know who Mac Dre is.
No, seriously, man. And fucking, like, that, to me, meant a lot as far as, he didn't have to say nothing about the Bay. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? He really didn't. Mm-mm. He just put it to the forefront. He used our sound the right way.
Yeah.
Basically, you know what I'm saying? And paid homage the right way.
Mm-hmm.
He did. In my opinion, he did everything the right way as far as whether, you know, because he did use the L.A. sound as well. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same token, with when he used the Bay Area sound, he did it all, like I said, the right way. And I fuck with that.
He should have had E-40 on the album, though. That's only, thinking in hindsight, he should have at least had E-40 on there.
I understand that and I get it. And believe me, my favorite rapper. It makes sense, right?
Yeah.
But the way that he was going about it, you could tell, like, he just wanted to uplift LA artists. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I had no issue with that. But hey, man, if you want to, you know, drop some remixes or something, I'm pretty sure E-40 got a studio around him.
Yeah, pretty much. You know what I mean? Well, where I rank GNX in this catalog, it's hard because I love all his albums equally. Mm-hmm. He's right there with Kanye when it comes to his first seven albums. Kanye's first seven albums, when I can't rank them all. Like, what's it from? College Dropout to The Life of Pablo?
I'm giving you this blank stare because I don't understand how you get that far. There's three that are...
You gave up
after. There's three.
Anyway, like I said, from College Dropout to the Life of Pablo, I can't rank them because I love them equally. That's how I am with Kendrick. From Section 80 to now, I can't rank them equally because I have a personal connection to every single one of them. And I can't, you know, put one over the other because I love To Pimp a Butterfly. I love Damn. I love Good Kid, Mad City.
Right.
I love Section 80. It's like I have personal experiences with them. But I will say, when it comes to the concerts, I will say GNX is number one. Grand National Tour, that's number one.
How many of the concerts did you go to? I know you did.
Nine.
I know you, no, but I mean like the actual tour concerts. Because I know you said you, did you ever go to a Good Kid tour?
If you count the Yeezus tour, he opened for him. And it was during I went on the 1 year anniversary of Good Kid, Mad City.
Okay, that's cool.
So that, and he basically performed all the Good Kid, Mad City tracks. And then you
went to the Kunta Groove sessions.
Mm-hmm.
You went to the...
I went to every style.
You went to the dance tour?
Yes, twice. Well, three if you count the championship tour, because it was the same set.
Oh, same set. And then Mr. Morale, yeah, you went to that.
And the day in Vegas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, GNX. Okay. God damn.
I know. He's the artist I've seen the most.
No, I mean, he's the artist I've seen the most, too, but it wasn't all of them. You know what I mean?
I didn't go to the Section 80, though, because that's when he came to Oakland, I guess.
Okay.
I didn't go to that, but I did see him at Rock the Bells with all of TDE. You know, so I seen him live.
Not necessarily all TDE, but just
it was the main Black people. Hippie. Black Hippie, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Just the default players.
Right.
But it's just wild to see just the impact this album has given since then, 9 Grammy nominations and shit like that.
Well,
and,
no, 7.
7, my fault. Yeah. I don't know why I said 9.
Because 9 is the number, you know what I mean? The number that he has.
Yeah, 7.
But it's 7 for this album.
7 for this album, yeah. And it's just wild seeing how hip-hop has been impacted by it, how they want to downplay the album. Just whack. Yeah, I was listening to Whacked Out Mirrors, and he called all of this shit, because it dropped in 2024, but he said 2025, niggas moving on to some scary shit. And you see how hip-hop media has been talking about this man.
Yeah.
In 2025, and it is some wild shit. Like, yo, he called all of this. Every single thing he called it. And he called, and you know, and he's like, you guys never liked me anyway, so fuck y'all. Fuck your hip-hop. That's what he said. He emphasized
specifically
your hip hop.
Yeah.
I watched the party just die. And then all of a sudden he said, fuck your hip hop. And no one's on the fucking top 40 no more for hip hop. He told you.
Yeah. He let it be known.
He let it be known. And he stood 10 toes down on this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. And now he's approaching GOAT territory. And now we talked about it on the last episode, I still feel to this day they're using clips as a shield to not have him win shit.
I could see that.
Because
I could see
it. And I love see,
the
clips.
The problem is that, like I mentioned in the last episode as well, I could see clips winning that rap album of the year. I mean, and granted, I understand why it wouldn't make sense in the grand scheme, because if you win rap album, you should win also, you know, or you have a better chance, I would say, of winning album of the year. Mm-hmm. But I could still see that happening. You know what I mean? Just based off the music alone.
Yeah. They really just want, but it's just seeing what certain people are saying. And it's just, it's really annoying to me. It's kind of just like, y'all niggas really don't want this man to win again. And they keep saying he's the Grammy darling. And I don't feel that's a, what's it called? That's not a diss. A nigga from Compton is a Grammy darling. Do you know how fucking dope that is?
Not even that, bro. Like, you're a Grammy darling based off your music.
Music.
Yeah.
Your music, not the sales. I mean, the impact, sales, music, whatever. But that's come extra.
But the music is top tier, and that's the reason why you're a Grammy darling.
The music is matching the sales.
Yeah,
and we don't get artists like that no more, man. I mean, we kind of do, but not really.
Not really.
Mm-mm, not in this fucking climate. So I saw one tweet. I saw one video that called Kendrick Lamar the last realest rapper alive. And then when he broke it down, I was like,
I could see that.
Yeah, he is the last real rap. Now, I'm being optimistic. I feel there's somebody out there that's going to pick up that baton and just, you know,
run with it. Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be in our time period, but there were some kids that went to that GNX tour that got inspired.
Oh, for sure.
There are some kids that saw Kendrick Lamar at the Super Bowl and got inspired.
Bro, you could say that about, like, going to the Not Like Us video and being inspired. The same way that he was inspired by Tupac with the California Love video. You know what I'm saying? Like, he could inspire anybody the same way he was inspired. Exactly. Is basically what I'm saying.
So not happen in our time period, but sooner rather than later, someone's going to pick that up.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Kendrick Lamar, man. Now there's another anniversary. I don't know how you gonna handle it.
But how we gonna handle it?
I don't know. How you talk about this album is so just blasphemy to me and JC. It's the 15-year anniversary of Kanye's My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Why don't you like that album, man?
I'll do this. I'll be nice.
Be nice. No, no, you can keep it real. No, You've no, always no, been no. very blah on that album.
I'll be nice. You like the album? The
album is fucking perfection. So this it is literally perfection, man. The Good Friday. See what I mean? See what I mean, people? The album is amazing. Perfection. It's Kanye. People call it Kanye's best album to this day.
That's cool.
And there's really nothing I can really say about it. To me, it's kind of bittersweet listening to it, knowing what he has become now.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I still this is top level. Rap. This is God tier rap, dog. From Dark Fantasy all the way down to fucking Lost in the World, dog. This is top tier rap, top tier features from Pusher, Hove, Nicki, for better or for worse.
No, don't hate on her because she did a fucking great job on this album.
No. Because she keeps talking about it. But you know what I mean.
It don't matter.
Yeah.
In that time frame, that when this shit dropped, you literally had nothing bad to say about her at the time.
Yeah,
Stick to that when you're reviewing.
Exactly.
You know
Rick,
what I'm saying?
Rick Ross on Devil in a New Dress. Fucking Blame Game with John Legend. Just track after track. I can't find nothing wrong with this album. That album is legit. Mwah. Now, why don't you like it? Or why are you kind of just eh on it?
Because it's overproduced. It's basically a collab album or, yeah.
A DJ Khaled album?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, it's just, well, not even DJ Khaled, because DJ Khaled really, in my opinion, I don't really feel like he does a whole lot. You know what I mean? At least Kanye, I will say, bare minimum, does the beats.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And literally does the beats. Like, he doesn't have a whole bunch of producers working on it. He does the whole, you know what I mean, the work.
He has his hands in it.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, in that aspect, I'll give him that. But I don't look at it as just, like, a great rap album the same aspect that you do. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, when I think of, like, great rap album, I don't see this many features, bro.
You're like, you look like somebody that, you look at somebody that carries the whole album by themselves.
Yes.
I get you.
I don't look at, that's the reason why I don't look at it as a great rap album like that. I'll look at it as a great hip hop album. Okay. I'll give you that.
Okay, I'll give you that one, yeah.
You know what I mean? But at the same token, like I said before, and I mentioned it plenty of times, I feel like it's a little bit overproduced.
And the funny thing that you say that is Kanye feels the same way.
Yeah.
That's the funniest shit. He does not like the album like that.
If his opinion doesn't reflect, I mean, now granted, I'm sure his opinion doesn't reflect mine completely.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Very specific.
No, I know, but I'm saying, but like, but when we have similarities in the reasons why we don't like this, or not necessarily don't like it, but don't look at it as like that fucking album, which he doesn't.
Yeah,
right?
He literally said, like, Power is the most, is his most weakest single he's ever released.
Yeah.
He said the whole reason why he made this album was to apologize for the whole Taylor Swift shit.
Right.
And he said, like, he feels albums like, what was it, like 808s and Yeezus were far better sounding than My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Mm.
He feels he got the best elements of himself from the first three albums and 808s.
For sure.
And kind of just put it in a nice oven or pie, and then just made a very beautiful pie.
It's a salad, bro. It's a fucking salad. Like, legit. Like, I'm not even playing with you. Like, there's the samples, the sampling, both soul samples and freaking, just random ass, you know, the unique type shit that he be using. You
the
know
collabs
what
he had on
yeah,
there.
Like,
and
that,
shit.
That's all from the first three albums. Then you got the 808s are hitting from 808s and Heartbreak. It's the same, the same sound.
Yeah.
Then you have, like, that buzzing kind of weird shit, and that comes from Yeezus. Now, granted, this came out before Yeezus, but it's led into it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So, like, I understand it. Don't get me wrong, dog. When we're talking music, like, I get music. I understand it.
I remember
personal preference.
I remember my cousin Isaiah called it Grammy. He called it Oscar bait. That's basically what it was.
I can see that. And or Grammy bait.
No, Grammy bait, but Oscar bait for cinematic.
If you're talking about, movies and shit.
Yeah, it was Oscar bait. And that was the best way to describe it. I'm like, that's the best way to say it. And some people, very minority people, say the same shit about that album. Personally, for me, it's, I love it. You know, I'm not saying it's his I'm not saying it's the best, but it's still one of his, it's him at his peak artistically, him at his peak. But the fact that Kanye feels the same way about it, that's why the next album, Yeezus, it's like he made like the best portrait ever, and then he just got a black paint and just
like smeared it.
Smeared it. Just fucked it all up. And he was just like, yeah, this is what I'm on now.
Yeah.
Y'all like this shit? Okay, fuck this shit. I never want to do this shit ever again.
Right.
And the thing is, I keep telling people this shit when it comes to Kanye, no matter how crazy he is, that creativity person is still in his mind. If he wants to, he can go back and make this album. If he wants to. You keep saying that, but...
No, but here's the thing, though, too, right? And the reason why I say, why I have a hard time believing that personally is because it's like, there's some of my old personal shit, right? That I felt like I did well, that even if I try to do it right now, it wouldn't come out the same. You know what I'm saying? It just won't.
I won't say come out the same. He'll bring that feeling back if he wants to.
Oh, he could bring a feeling back. He could definitely do that. Don't get me wrong. But I'm talking about, like, as far as like actually like bringing that
that energy,
that whole I'm talking vibe, that whole energy, that everything. It ain't gonna happen, bro.
I'm talking about the college years,
because he's past that. You know,
His mind, he's past it. If he can make these type of beats in his sleep, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
if he wants to. And I've told people, and I've heard glimpses of, the thing is, I hear glimpses of it.
That's the problem.
Huh.
You only hear glimpses.
I know, because he chooses to. He chooses to do it.
if I get you. I hear you. Wants I just to, don't believe it.
You got to see it. I get you.
Yeah, like if he does it, hey,
if he really wants wrong, to, if he really wants to bring people back,
I can't hear.
He's too fucking egotistical to just go back because everyone's telling him to do it, and he, you know how he is. No one's gonna tell me what to do, so I'm gonna do what I want to do.
I don't know. I'm personally, well, yeah, that's just artistic growth as well, though. Too, you know what I mean? Like you don't ever really go back to.
Yeah, and you know how he is. He just he would always just go to the he's on to the next one.
Yeah.
Every album, he's on to the next sound, the next wave. Yeah. He creates the waves and people follow suit.
For the most part.
For the most part. That's the one thing I say about Kanye.
Yeah.
Just we ain't gonna wear them fucking Klan shit. I can tell you that shit.
Although I will say too, man, like you say that, but then Just Blaze might have something to say about the sampling. Then Soulja Boy might have something to say about the 808s.
Yeah, then, you know what I'm saying? But hey, like, you were rocking it wrong. You made like what did Jay-Z say? You made it a hot beat, I made it a hot rhyme.
Or
you made it a hot rhyme, I made it a hot song.
Or you made it a dope rhyme, I made it a hot song. I get you. I understand that. But like I said, it different strokes for different folks. People are going to tell you, you know what I mean? They're going to see it a different way.
I will say I missed the Good Friday era when he was just dropping songs leading up to that. Not even leading up. Yeah. He just said, I'm just going to drop new songs every Friday leading up to Christmas.
Nobody knew that there was an album coming like that.
We knew the album was coming. Well,
we knew it was coming.
But we didn't know when it was coming. And he
which
dropped,
is familiar.
He dropped literally an album's worth of material leading up to the album. Even when the album came out, he still kept dropping tracks.
Yeah.
That was good. And two of them songs went on the fucking album.
Mm.
But man, that was good times. Good times.
The other, I think there was a few that went on, what you call it? Cruel Winter?
Cruel Summer.
Cold Winter. I don't remember what the fuck it was
Cruel Summer.
Whatever, yeah, that shit. But anyways, man, either way.
Shout out to Kanye. I mean, yeah, that Kanye. Like you said, the old Kanye, quote unquote.
Yeah, because it is the old Kanye.
Kanye is Kanye. I keep telling you this.
We ain't going to get that Kanye back.
Oh, I know. But ever. Kanye is Kanye. I keep telling you all this. I keep telling you this. Kanye is Kanye. This is who he's always been. But anyway.
Okay.
Speaking of someone who's already showed who they are, we might as well get to sports. So, let's get the good news. The Niners are 7-4. Right? It's a round of applause.
Hold on. Wait. Waiting for the thing to finish. Okay. Here we go. Round of applause.
Niners are 7-4. As of this recording. As of this recording, we are 7-4.
Woohoo!
Brock Purdy came back. Played like he never left.
Mm-hmm. Nah, for real. He was surgical, dog.
Surgical with the Cardinals.
Seriously. Now, granted, it was the Cardinals, but still.
It was practice.
Surgical nonetheless.
I'm talking about practice.
For real.
You know.
Yep.
Ricky! That's his name. How did you say his last name? Parcell?
Pearsall.
Pearsall. Yeah. He's back. He's good.
Yep.
Kittle's back. Yep. The whole offense is kind of clicking now.
Defense.
Oh, shit.
Nope.
I mean, just being real.
All I know is every time we flip that coin, we got to put as much points up as possible. That's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
We got to pretty much front run the entire time, which is trash. I hate that shit.
Yeah.
But when your defense is down, what else you got to do? We got to do what we can.
Right.
But, you know, I didn't think we were going to get through. I don't think we're going to be this far. We're like the seventh seed in the AFC. In the
right
NFC.
Now, yeah.
Right now. And we need a whole lot of shit happening. On Monday, we have a big game against the Panthers, which is crazy to say.
Panthers ain't a big game, bro.
I know, but they're trying to make it like it is. Because they're both 6-3, like us.
Well, 7-4.
They're 7-4, too?
No, we're 7-4.
7-4, and they're like 6-3.
No, they would have to be something more than that.
No, they're 6-3.
I don't believe you, but go ahead.
Go check it.
No, I don't, but continue with your story.
And I'm trying. And then when it comes to the whole NFL, Kansas City, uh-oh. who else? The Patriots is like what? 9-3? What? 9-3 now? Some shit? 9-2?
Dog, they're like leading the AFC.
What year are we in?
I don't know. 2001.
If you look at it, I saw the whole playoff picture. I saw the Patriots. I saw the Broncos.
By the way, Panthers are 6-5.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, see.
Okay, so it'll probably work out for both of them. I mean, whatever. Yeah. It'll be 6-6.
And the Patriots are actually 9-2.
I said 9-2.
They've only lost two fucking games.
Quietly, too.
Cat. Damn.
They're quietly 9-2. And then for real. When you see the top seeds, you see the fucking Broncos, you see the Steelers, you see the Patriots. And I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, nah, this shit don't even make sense. This is like 2006. Bro. Yeah, like we went back in time and shit for real.
Seriously, man. And when it comes to us, we're the 7th seed. I don't really care about winning the division now because that's kind of out the picture now. We just need to just play for home field advantage at this point.
Well, I mean, the only way we do that is if we win the division. Like, if we get a wild card, there is no home field advantage.
We're not a wild card. How about the 2 seed at least, or 3 seed?
Are you talking about winning the conference?
Well, not the conference, but just trying to get a better seeding to get home field advantage.
Like I said, we would need to win the NFC West.
So we just need the fucking Rams.
At least.
So we need Jimmy just to step in, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I mean, well, okay.
I never thought I'd ever cheer for that guy.
Well, I don't want Stanford. I don't want Stanford to get injured because I like Matthew Stafford. I do. Mm-hmm. I do.
Okay.
But he's due.
I mean.
He's due.
He is.
If you know what I mean, he's due.
Yeah.
And you know he's sitting waiting. And you know McVay is just like, McVay's just trying to get as much out of it because he knows it's coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it better happen. If it's gonna happen, probably during the playoffs. I'll be hilarious. I'm like, oh
damn,
it's Jimmy time.
Shit.
But I'm trying to go like around the league and shit like that. Something that's kind of got my interest. I mean, the Bears are 6-3, huh? They're number one in their division.
I told you.
This whole season
is weird. Weird. Bro.
There's like, no completely. Dominant squad.
Like, I mean, even if you go back to us being 7-4, how?
How did we, with the injuries we had?
How, dog?
Mac
like,
Jones.
None of this shit makes sense. Like, it really throughout don't. The entire league.
It really don't.
None of this shit makes sense.
Oh,
dog.
Yeah. Shador's playing.
Finally. Oh, he's about to.
He's about to start.
He came in midway through the last game.
Yeah, and it was his first time playing with the first team.
Yeah.
Which is nuts.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. Nuts. I'm like, really, bro? Send them up. It's the Browns. Why are we asking questions?
Yeah, no. Well, they had Joe Flacco. They started Dylan Gabriel.
That nigga was trash. And see,
here's the thing, though. The reason why they started him over Shador was because of the fact he was an earlier pick.
But when you saw what he was producing. No,
I get it, but earlier picks get paid more. They have guaranteed contracts.
Yeah.
It's a thing. You know what I mean?
So they were just playing to lose.
I wouldn't quite say that. I think they were playing to see what they had.
Yeah.
They probably thought the Gabriel was actually pretty good, which is crazy.
Hell no.
But it's the Browns, so they, you know,
they get what they asked for.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's time.
It's time. When I saw that notification pop up saying that Shador's going in, I just turned away from the Niner game. Even like mid play, I was like, "Oh, Shador's playing! Oh, I'm going to red zone."
That's hella funny.
I turned away from the game. Yeah. I want to see him succeed, man.
No, I get it. Yeah. I get it, and I hope he does too, man. Like, but
and we play him soon too.
I know. When do we play them?
Dude, we play the Colts on the week of Christmas. I looked it up.
The Colts I ain't tripping on. Like, whatever. If we lose that game, we lose that game. Like, it just...
No, I'm just whatever. Saying. I'm like, oh, shit, that's the week of Christmas? I think the...
Oh, we got the fucking Browns after this week.
At home or over there? Over there.
Over there.
Uh-oh.
Oh, fuck. It's going to be at 10 a.m. on CBS. You know how I feel about fucking CBS, dog. I hate that shit. Every time we play on CBS, it's a loss, bro.
Isn't their defense pretty good too? Kind of.
I mean, they got Myles Garrett.
Hey, he chose that life.
Yeah.
Well, at least he went to work. Unlike somebody. I'm not gonna talk about it now, man.
Here we go.
So Brandon Ayuk, wide receiver for the Niners, had a one. Pretty good season during our Super Bowl run, the last one.
Don't do that.
It was a good season.
Okay. That was a good season.
It was a great season.
Yeah.
And then last season, that was a contract year, right?
I believe so.
And that's when he was acting kind of weird and shit like that. And they were offering him trades. He didn't want to get traded to certain teams and shit like that. And
New England,
the Steelers, all that shit. He wanted to go to Washington. They didn't want to send him over there. So he ended up begrudgingly signing with us. And then he missed all of training camp. So he was rusty as a motherfucker. And then what happened? He tore his leg.
God damn, his whole leg
got torn. Like, you know when you get the meat off the bone?
Oh, hell nah.
That's fucked up.
This motherfucker compared him to a rib.
Whole leg just got tore off. Like,
ooh. It was like the chicken quarter leg. You know what I'm talking about? Like when you just like snap it, but it's not like coming off.
I just remember when it hit. We all were like, ugh.
Nah, for real.
Yeah, his whole ACL, MCL, ABC, 1, 2, 3, all that shit got tore the fuck up.
ACL, MCL, PCL.
It was
the same. This is the same thing that happened to Frank Gore when he was in college.
Oh, so it was a wrap for him for that season.
Yeah.
So then he was chilling on the side. He was, you know, healing and shit like that. And then training camp came, and we were expecting him not to be at training camp because he's still healing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Then the season's going on, and we're not hearing about the status of him. He would be at games kind of like doing little warm-ups.
Yeah, he would be running routes, dude. Like, that's crazy for that injury.
Yeah, you know we're just like, oh, but they're saying they're not opening the practice window for him. So we're just like, okay. And I was like, well, that injury is pretty bad. And I was like, okay.
Right.
And Kyle kept saying, you know, he's going to be ready. We expect him to play. They kept saying it. John Lynch kept saying it. Kyle kept saying it. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, we were just like, all right. And then we are still winning games. So it's like, all right. Shit, why is it always the wide receivers, Martin? Why? It's always the wide receivers that act this
way.
But
see, and then you say that too, and I want to make this clear. It's not just only the Niners wide receivers. It's literally wide receivers across the board.
Every time they get a good year to become the stars, like A.J. Brown on the fucking Eagles, he's acting like a damn diva.
No, even before that, when he was on the fucking Titans, he did the same thing. That's the reason why he got traded to the Eagles.
T.O., fucking, even Randy Moss when he was on the fucking Patriots.
Straight cash, homie.
As soon as Randy Moss started bitching, Belichick said, nope, bye.
Yeah.
instantly said, nope, you ain't fucking this up. And oh man, so basically what happened when it comes to my fucking Niners, where the fuck is it?
Here we go.
It got released this past Friday that Brandon Ayuk's 2026 guaranteed contract is now voided, meaning he is missing out on $120 million. And he's either going to be traded or he's going to be a free agent by the end of the year. He basically played his last snap with us.
So pretty much he's going to be released, bro. I mean, because if you think about it, and not to say that anybody wouldn't trade for him, because I'm sure that they would, especially if you need a wide receiver. But the trade deadline's over with.
Yeah, it's
so
over
you
with.
Have to wait until a certain, I don't know when it is exactly in the offseason, but you would have to wait in the middle of the offseason basically to trade him.
Basically when the season's over.
Right? I don't see any other option personally than just releasing him at the end of the season.
And he basically played his last game with us and shit like that. And reports were coming out saying that this was because he basically ghosted the team, supposedly. He wasn't showing up to practice. He wasn't showing up to team meetings. And I was like, well, this goes against what Kyle and them was saying. I was like, it was like some, like, y'all was saying he was at the meetings and he was like a team player and shit. Now you niggas are saying he just didn't show up. He'll have his own practice and then he'll leave before everyone else shows up and shit like that. And I was like, wait, what? This don't make no fucking sense. Like, none of it's making sense. And then before we recorded, they had a press conference. Kyle, you know, they always do like the little weekend press conference before the games and shit.
Right.
And Kyle said they voided. They apparently voided his contract in July, meaning this was before training camp.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
So y'all knew this whole time? The whole time?
So I want to make something clear, though. It's not that they voided his contract.
I mean, the guaranteed money.
Just the guarantees for injury.
Yeah, they...
All that shit was voided.
All that shit was voided, and they knew this whole time.
Yeah.
Shit's not adding up.
It's not. And it makes me wonder, too, like, what... what really took place behind the scenes that we don't know about? Because it sounds to me personally, dog, like the way that that all adds up to me is that they were trying to trade him before the deadline.
Yeah.
So they try to make him look like he's all good, like a team player type shit. You know what I mean? Like, just to have another team interested in him.
And now there's other rumors going
around. That's just my opinion, though.
Now, there was other rumors that was going on in the Niner discourse and the Reddits and the Twitters and shit that apparently they told him that they weren't going to take him off. What's it called? They weren't going to take him off the injured list or whatever.
Yeah.
And basically, they were going to trade him in the offseason and shit. He wasn't going to play for the rest of the season. He was basically ready by week three, allegedly. And as soon as Brandon found out, he was like, all right, fuck y'all.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Which still doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
That doesn't make sense. Yeah, why would the Niners do that? Why would they do that? That makes no fucking sense.
I don't know. Honestly, like, I have no clue. But once again, there has to be something.
There has to be something. Because I don't think Brandon's that stupid. I don't think Ayuk is that stupid. You're going to get... And he's not going to fight it either. That's the thing. Like, the Players Association?
That's the crazy part about
it. He's not going to fight it.
At the same token, it's like, what are you going to do? Like, how are you going to fight it?
Yeah.
How?
It's like he basically fumbled it. He literally just dropped the ball. Literally just dropped it.
I'm going to sue.
Is that how you fight it?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, if he says he's not even going to do that, then what the fuck are you doing?
You're going to give up that. Man, that does not make sense to me, man. That does not make no goddamn sense. Mm-mm. This is why we need JC here. He'll make it make sense. He has the answers. Because you got to remember, leading up to that trade, when he was acting like a damn diva before he signed that contract, the Niners gave him that contract. They gave it to him numerous times.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Then they were going to trade him to the fucking Patriots. It was like a $32 million contract or some shit like that. They were gonna pay him well. Yeah. But he said no because he didn't trust the quarterback. Fast forward.
They're 9-2 with that quarterback.
Drizzy. Drizzy. Drake Mel, man, like the second coming of Tom Brady. Can you imagine if he would have had Brandon? Can you imagine if he would have had Brandon Ayuk with him?
Shit.
But
I can't.
No, I don't mean either. I mean, but you were the one who pointed out to me he wanted to go to Washington.
Yeah, I had been saying that over this whole course of the time. Like the more we talked about it off the air, you know what I mean? It's just like he wanted to go to Washington. He made that well known. He'd been hanging out with Jaden Daniels. He wanted to go there.
Even during his little, I guess.
I really feel like when Debo got traded there,
that pissed him off.
He
was like, motherfucker, you didn't want to trade me there? I'm just not going to play no more. I want to go over there.
What?
I really feel like that's what happened, all right?
That still doesn't make sense. Like,
dude, it doesn't.
You have Brock.
That's the only thing that makes sense.
Brock took you to the damn Super Bowl, bro.
Yeah, but he's not Jaden Daniels.
Give yourself a womp womp. Give yourself a womp womp. I want to say boo your ass.
No, but I'm not saying that like that. I know. What I'm saying, though, is like, what you call it? Because that's the guy that he wants to play with. You know what I mean? That more than anything.
And what also makes sense is that I guess he has his new branding deal out there. They have a video out there of him buying a new necklace in October. It was October. It was back when they voided his shit with like a diamond ass necklace that says BA. And I'm like, I guess. And he's on FaceTime talking to Jaden Daniels. And now Jaden Daniels right now is injured. His elbow's all fucked up.
His elbow is where his shoulder is. You know what I'm saying?
And like, you are really willing to leave the Niners, who still have a fighting chance. At the end of the day, we still have a fighting chance.
Yeah.
To get back to the promised land.
Even though it doesn't look good.
No, I'm just saying not this season, like, but the next season coming up.
No, for sure that. For sure that.
But you're willing to throw all that away to go to Washington?
And you would have been paid. You would have been on a winning team and getting money.
Well, none of this is making sense.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't get it.
Even Kyle said.
And I'm taking out my fandom from this. Like, it doesn't add up. You're on a fucking winning team or a team that has historically been winning games. And you're getting money. What are you fucking complaining about?
I do remember, if I could just look at the timeline, I remember after the Super Bowl, I remember his girlfriend was on TikTok posting shit about how they couldn't wait to get traded out of there and shit like that. And then his fucking friends were like, his brothers and shit were on Instagram talking about how he wasn't getting the ball thrown to him that many times. And I'm like, what do you mean he wasn't getting the ball thrown to him? Brock didn't have time. Chris Jones was in his face. The fuck?
True. Yeah.
Like, it wasn't his fault. Right. He was open, but Brock didn't have time. And just, you want to leave Brock Purdy? I'm just on the point, like, you want to leave Brock Purdy? Who, in my opinion, is the best QB in the NFC. And that's just my personal opinion.
Okay, you might be biased with that.
Maybe.
You might be.
Who is the best QB in the NFC?
I was literally about to say, I'm not saying he's not.
Uh-huh.
But you might be biased with that. I'm just saying.
I know.
Yeah, because you love the dude, bro.
I know, I do.
You really do.
I know. I love him more than Jimmy. You happy about that?
Oh, 100%.
We saw him play.
Yep. Yep.
You saw greatness play.
Yep.
He's a good QB.
No, he really is.
He's who's the best QB in the NFC then, in your opinion? If it's not Brock, then who?
Jameis Winston.
I'll give you that. Yep. I thought you were going to say Jalen Hurts.
Nah, right? What the fuck? He don't even throw the ball.
AJ Brown wants to leave that motherfucker, dog.
Nah, seriously.
Some people say, hey, we might as well just trade. Send him to the Eagles. Send Brandon Knight to the Eagles and send AJ Brown to the Niners.
That ain't going to happen.
Ain't going to happen.
That is not going
to
happen.
Hey, you didn't think Luka was going to come to y'all. So, hey.
That's a good point. Like, fuck. Hey, I can't even debate
you
that shit.
You can't even debate that
not
shit.
Not at all.
Hey, send. Hey, AJ, come to Santa Clara. We got a QB that'll throw you the ball. He'd be open. He'd be like, for sure.
Yeah,
and
right.
He spreads it around, too.
Yeah.
Because the Eagles, they're just like, they're the ones that are like damn near crumbling within, even though they have a good-ass record.
Yeah.
They're locally imploding.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Eh, whatever.
Well, whatever. At
least, fuck them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. You remember that video I sent you? That video I sent you of who do you hate more? Like, as a Niner fan, who do you hate more? Whatever.
Oh, yeah. That
and they
shit.
All said
yeah,
the Rams because they were going to the Rams
game. It was a Rams game, bro. Like, that was not a fair fucking. I would have still
said.
I mean?
They said the Rams and the Cowboys.
Yeah, no, because, well, hold on.
I know historically.
Time out. Yes, historically, it's Cowboys. I get that. That was in the 90s.
But in my generation.
Because the Cowboys ain't did shit since then.
I know. Duh.
No, but I'm saying, though, like, that's the reason why. It's not them anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They literally have not done shit. Like, when have they gone to the fucking NFC Championship since then?
Since I was a little boy.
Exactly my point.
Well, right now, it's always and will forever be the Seahawks.
I wouldn't say forever. Because I thought that about the Cowboys. And then I thought that about Green Bay. Then I thought that, you know what I'm saying, about the Giants. Then it was fucking,
I think Richard Sherman pissed me off so bad want the whole organization to die slow. Even when Richard Sherman came with us, I still looked at him sideways.
Oh, yeah, no, we all did. Everybody did, collectively. Yeah. Just all at once.
Everyone just went. Even he knew, like, I know, I got some making up to do.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
Even when he praises us, I still give him that. No, 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 nigga, go over there.
Even when he wears the Niner hat, like, I still am like,
But the only reason why is because he still feels a way about how the Seahawks treated him. He rightfully feels a way about why how the Seahawks.
Yeah.
So,
how they treated him, and then on top of that, how they fucking went about everything.
Exactly. So I get it.
Should have handed the ball off.
We watched that the other day, to be honest.
But then again, I can't say much because I'm a Niner fan. We had the same situation.
Not like that. Not at the goal line. Not at the one-yard line. Not at the one-yard line.
What?
Where was the ball each time?
Against the Ravens?
Where was it?
It was right there.
Define right there.
Inside the five.
I'll give you the eight.
Inside the five.
I'll give you the six. How about that?
I'm going to look it up after we're done with this.
They were literally at the inches.
After I fucking find out that it's inside the five, guess what's going to happen next?
You're going to fight me?
Yep.
They were literally at the doorstep. They were at the knob. And you decided to throw the fucking ball instead of giving it to Marshawn Lynch.
I laugh at that every time.
I laugh at that every time, too.
5 yards.
It was 5 yards?
See?
You said within the five.
Let's go. I win. We go. We're stepping outside.
I guess. Hey. Whatever. Whatever. It was 5 yards. We should have ran. But they were at the 1 in inches. It was 1 in inches. The Seahawks were literally right there.
I don't care where they were. I was right.
I'll give you. I'm gonna cough on you.
What the fuck, man?
Whatever the fact, Brandon Ayuk, I don't know what the fuck you're doing. Good riddance. And I hate saying that.
I don't even know what to press. I guess that.
Bye bye.
Send his ass to the Cosmics.
Go to the Commanders if you want to. I still feel the Cowboys will pick him up. Somebody will pay him. They're gonna pay him that. Someone's gonna pay him that money.
Yeah.
And I feel Jerry Jones will. Because he's stupid like that.
You keep saying that. I don't know.
You can't see it?
I can't.
I didn't see you could go into the Lakers.
God damn you.
I'm going to keep saying that.
I know.
You can't defend it.
No, I can't.
No.
Because nobody saw that shit happening. No one saw that coming. Nobody seen that shit coming.
I didn't see this shit happening. First, when it was T.O., I understood. Because T.O. was just loud. He didn't like Jeff Garcia.
Yeah.
That one I understood.
Right.
When T.O. went to the, Eagles, that one I understood too. Because him and McNabb were just bickering and shit like that.
Yeah, when he left the Eagles.
Whatever. He didn't have no problems with the Vikings, did he? Randy Moss? Did he have problems with Culpepper? I think they kind of split it partially.
It was a mutual thing.
When he went to the Raiders, he hated being over there.
Oh, fuck yeah. He hated that.
Yeah, he said he purposely dropped the balls. Mm-hmm. So
he didn't. Not that he dropped them, but he just didn't catch. He wasn't even trying to.
He wasn't even trying to. He wanted to leave.
Yeah.
And went to the Patriots. Everything was good. And who else?
Was good until it wasn't.
Chad Johnson, that wasn't really that bad.
Nah.
I'm trying to think, what were some problematic? Antonio Brown, duh. Antonio Brown. But it's always the wide receivers are the most divas. They're always the divas. Yeah. I never heard of a running back that's a diva. Who was a running? Yeah, there was no running. Corey Dillon. That's so far. Man. Y'all remember Corey Dillon?
Yeah, damn,
y'all
remember bro. Corey Dillon? You bringing up Corey Dillon when he was on the Bengals and shit?
Then he went to the fucking Patriots and won a Super Bowl.
He was happy.
He was extremely happy. Yeah. He hated being on the Bengals. But, why?
Because they sucked, bro. I mean, it's the same
Marvin Lewis. Yeah.
Well, no, not even Marvin. This was before Marvin Lewis.
No, he was there.
Are you? I don't remember.
I don't remember. Look it up. Marvin Lewis was there since I was in middle school, buddy. I remember him distinctly.
Because I remember he was there when they had the old jerseys still. Corey Dillon, I'm talking about. Mm. I don't remember Marvin Lewis being there with the old jerseys.
He was there. Because Chad Johnson was there, too.
Anyways.
But we taking it all the way back. That's a long time ago, man. Middle school shit, man. Well, I don't know, man. At this point, I don't want to even say fuck him. It's like, what? At least Debo played. Fuck, man.
That's the thing about it, dog. We had a quarterback, a wide receiver who freaking, maybe he didn't want to be there.
He act diva-ish. He did. A little bit.
I will say this. Uh-huh. Debo did everything professional.
No, I'm talking about when he handled
everything professionally.
When he took the Niner shit off his Instagram and being subliminal on social media.
That's cool. Mm. What does that do, bro? True. We're talking about social media.
Yeah, we talk about social media.
Social media, dog. About
practice.
Seriously,
he still showed up to practice. He didn't do no. We sensed the TO coming.
As far as football,
yeah,
he did everything professionally.
He did.
That's the one thing that I will never take away from him.
And we sensed the TO coming. That's the thing. But other than that, man, I did go to the movies before we leave. Patrick Beverly, that motherfucker.
Yeah,
Send his ass to jail.
We'll get to that next week.
Whatever. Oh, yeah, Thanksgiving's coming. What you got planned?
I told you, man, I'm making mac and cheese, bro. That's my go-to. Like, I do that shit better than most people.
Nice.
I hand it out to some people if you're lucky. You ain't going to be lucky not after that fucking bullshit with the Niners right now.
What? How am I not going to?
Because we're going to fucking fight, dog, all right? We are going to fucking fight.
So next week when you see us with bruises all over our face.
Nope, just him.
Just me.
He gonna have a knot like Haseen Rockman. You remember that shit?
Wow, man. We are showing our age, man. We're bringing up Corey Dillon and other fucking shit. God damn.
Hey, man, look.
What's another?
We got history.
What's a Niner player that only Niner fans will know? Name me a Niner player. Just a random Niner player. Only Niner fans will
Brandon
know.
Brandon Lloyd.
Whew. Fred Beasley.
Oh, yep. Now that's a good one, actually. That's a good one. I'll give you that.
Best fullback in the world, Craig.
Well, actually, you know what's crazy about that though? Fred Beasley wore number 40, right?
Yep.
I remember this shit.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who wore number 40 before him was also a fullback who was considered one of the best as well, William Floyd.
Ooh, second back.
Gotcha.
Tim Rattay.
Dog, come on, man. Why you gotta bring that motherfucker up every time? Cody Pickett.
Ooh, and he was the catcher, the long snapper and shit. Kevin Barlow, I always bring up Kevin Barlow.
Kevin Barlow, bitch ass.
We paid him all that money too, and he just was. I remember that.
Julian Peterson.
Ooh, linebacker, right?
Yeah, not just a linebacker. He played cornerback. He played safety. He played defensive end.
He was ahead of his time, bro. Can you imagine if he was with us, with Fred and fucking Patrick Willis?
God.
That defense would have been unstoppable, dog. Then what happened? He tore his Achilles and shit, right?
I don't remember, to be honest with you, dog. Yeah, no, he just phased out.
He really did.
Yeah.
And then one more. I'm trying to think of another player that only real Niner fans would know.
Oh, God.
Reggie Bush.
Get the fuck out of here.
This is episode 3.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I was so mad when we got Reggie Bush. I will never forget that shit. I was so pissed off. That was when Frank Gore was gone, and then we just picked up Reggie Bush, and I was like, he's going to get injured on the very fucking first play. And what happened? He got injured on the very fucking first play.
It wasn't the first play.
Whatever. This is episode 328 of the most consistent podcast in the area. Give me a hell yeah. Shit, you can follow me on Twitter. Hey, shout out Mr. Fab. Follow me, Mr. Busby, at Mr. Busby for lowercase 08 on Twitter. You can always follow us on Twitter at TheologicalSP. Always follow us on Instagram at TheologicalSense, and of course on the Facebook. And of course, on YouTube, like and subscribe, leave the comments, all them shits. You know the fucking vibes.
Yomp. And you can follow me on all my socials at MacFly408. I just got to do that now, just because I can.
McFly! You got to
stop it!
You got to add it.
Why?
Because it ends it.
Usually when a conversation happens, one person talks and the other person talks and that's the end of the conversation, right? Right?
McFly!
Stream free game on all your DSPs. Yep. I'd appreciate it.
And then follow JC, No Hunted.
On all his socials, at JC No Hunteds.
He'll be back. I just like doing this. If there was a camera shot of him, just the empty mic.
we need a camera shot just of the empty seat right
here. That's funny. Just doing this. Anyway, on that note, peace.
Peace.